neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This is the connection between Parshat Vayeshev and Hanukkah. The connection, there are many. One of the connections are that we have a special height to light the Nerot Hanukkah. So the halakha doesn't permit over 10 meters, you have a Hanukkiah that high. That's not a kosher Hanukkiah. And what's the reason? It's same halakha for Sukkah, because the Sukkah cannot be that high. No, the reason is that people usually don't look up that height. So either the Sukkah and the Hanukkiah, so it's not the eyesight level. So that's why we need to be aware what the great miracle took place. So if it's that high, it's out of the sight. So what's the connection with Parshat Vayeshev? So the pit that the Yosef HaTzadik was thrown in, so it was a special pit. What was in it?
Scorpion.
Yeah, there were a snake and a scorpion in it. So now, did the brother know about this?
No.
They didn't know? Reuven didn't know? The brother didn't know?
They do.
Did they guess? Maybe it is? Were they there when they took him out?
Yes, Reuven was.
No, the brothers, were they there? They agreed, so we'll send them in the pit. So when they took him out, were they...
surprised.
They were surprised?
Yeah.
So what did they do when they were surprised?
Still they saw him.
So they were not surprised?
They were not surprised.
They were not surprised. So should have been surprised?
Yes.
Yes?
They knew that they
were. Yes?
Yeah, they were supposed to be surprised because the guy came alive out with this all of this.
So what's that supposed to mean? That if he was thrown in a pit that has snakes and a scorpion, it was a real one, not from Toys R Us. It was a real one. So now he's out, he's alive. So what should be the reaction toward the matter?
They should
respect him
and praise him.
They should hug him, are you Sadiq? You made a mistake. So now, that's what the connection is all about. And that is, that the unfortunate thing here is that we have so many blessings, so many things that we should be thankful for. But you look at people and you notice they celebrate Tisha B'Av almost every day. So what happened? Because they're not happy, because they don't realize how fortunate they are, how special they are, what the brachot Hashem has given them. But the unfortunate thing here is that we don't look, we don't realize. And just like the Yosef's brother, you know, you see your brother is out. Where was he thrown? To snakes, a scorpion. So now he's out, but blind. Even doesn't think twice. And that's how it is. The Hanukkiah cannot be that high. Why? Because it's out of the sight. It has to be in a level, and that's the training. That's the chinuch. That's what the Hanukkah is all about. That we have to keep reminding ourselves, Baruch Hashem, how Hashem is kind to me. I got up this morning. You know what it is to get up in the morning? You know what you should do when you get up in the morning? What do you do?
Dancing.
Chazak Baruch. You know, you have to dance. You have to get up and dance. You know what a feeling it is? Another day. Another day. Hashem give you such a... Rabbah Imunatecha. But people, So they don't feel, you know, what they.
So what would it be the purpose of Hashem if there would not be another day? So we're here for to having another day to pray, to do whatever.
Yes, but
we are spoiled anyway.
Yeah, but just imagine somebody is going up and down in a diamond building. It goes up, it goes down. It takes the elevator, it goes up, it goes down. Like, let's say for 2 hours. So when he comes out, what do you call him? His status of financial status, does it change?
No.
But he was 2 hours going up and down in a diamond building. Nothing? No? Why? You know what it is to go in the diamond building? Huh?
If you don't get anything out of it, waste of time.
Ah, so you have to go knock on the office, buy diamond, you know, you sell it. So that's how it is. You come to Beit Knesset, it's like a diamond building. How are you going to go out? Huh? Did you do any buying, selling, anything? Huh? No, Kedusha, I'm talking about Kedusha. You bought any Kedusha? The same attitude, the same the same face, same thing. Nothing changed. So what good is going to make? You go up and down the diamond building, huh? You have to go buy something, you know, sell something, you know, make some money, huh? So that's how it is. You learn Torah, you do tefillah. So it has to impact you. You have to become lifted up. Your attitude should change. You have to be more calm, more happy, more patient. Huh? So that's what exactly it is. The Chanukiah has to be in eyesight level. Why? Because you have to keep reminding yourself, Baruch Hashem, Yibono Sholam. Give me another day. I got up this morning. I can move my hand. I can move my feet. I can walk. I can lift up my hand, put it in my mouth. You forget. You forget. And you take advantage. You take it as a granted. And that's what exactly we have to keep reminding ourselves. Hashem is like, you know, it's getting... Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.